With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head Chef coming up in minutes with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
As we jump right into the birthdays, guys, we listen to your show and your podcast every night on the Odyssey app. It is my buddy Jesse's birthday. He's a fish sandwich loving dirty German whose penis is definitely too small.
Right.
Can you please give an epic birthday shout out? Thanks, guys. That from Mike. Penis is too small in a fish sandwich.
You're arguing fish sandwich?
Yeah, I do not care what your friend here says. Even though he's wishing you a happy birthday is insulting. Your penis is not too small.
Yeah, some say it fits right in between the buns, and it always has plenty of tartar sauce.
I've always heard it's good to clean your ears with.
Yeah. Man, Miles, I saw a fish sandwich yesterday. I was thinking about you.
Look good?
It looked good, and it was like, yeah, it was right up your alley.
Okay, it's time for me to get a fish sandwich. It's been a while.
Guys, hoping to have the Dirty Germans wish my wife Liz a happy 34th birthday and tell her why life is better as a dog trainer. All the love from her man, Tall John. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the good thing about being the dog trainer is that you get to learn firsthand how to do it doggy style.
Yeah, and it just means she's used to putting on and off the harness.
Bitches, please give a birthday shout-out to my not-43-anymore girlfriend, Natalia. How about some turtle sex, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about the quality and quantity of sex after 43? Thanks, guys, and take care.
Let's do this,
Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, the sexy time at the 43.
Oh, bless you,
COVID super spreader, you.
Thank you.
Yeah, the quality of the sex improves dramatically. However, the quantity of the sex drops precipitously.
Yeah, as you know, it depends on who you are. For some people, after 43, it goes through the roof because some of the children have left.
Good point. But Cholos, today is my dad's 47th trip around the sun. Can he get a you like that? The best turtle sex you've got and the dirtiest Germans talking about heating and air conditioning. That from Tristan and Paul's
boat. You like that?
Yeah, the best thing about you working with heating and air conditioning is I know you like it both hot and cold.
Yeah, and it reminds me of that age-old rhyme. Ass down, face up, so that's the way we like to duck. To work on the air conditioning ducts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get your head up to the guts, Uncle.
Yeah, sorry.
It fits right in.
All of it, Charles, would you please give a 47th birthday shout-out to my rock, my lobster, the supermom of our two boys and loving wife of 21 years as of yesterday. Her name is Summer, pronounced the hottest realtor in Kitsap County. Could you please give her a Homer Simpson fish sandwich, a Pat Sajak, and finally a Leroy Jenkins? Thanks, guys, from her three biggest fans, the boys at home.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Oh, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
A couple of emails. Guys, when I bought my house, the previous owners, who built it in 1951, told me I'll probably find money in the walls when I remodel it. I found 36 Eisenhower dollars in one wall. They aren't actually worth that much. I also found a $500 World War II Treasury savings bond. I looked it up on the government's website, and it is currently worth $2,260. But it is also tied to a Social Security number. So effectively, it is worthless. I gave it back to the previous owner. Cheers, guys. That from John the Jumbotron Guy. As far as self-pleasure versus sex, on the topic you guys brought up about 60% of the people choosing self-pleasure over sex, my girlfriend and I agreed to have a masturbation race to see who had to go to the store. She never stood a chance. And while she was at the store, I got another round in. Rock on, bitches. That from Taylor.
Well done, Taylor.
And one more as far as what I found, guys. One cold night, I was going to the liquor store to spend my last few dollars on a cheap bottle of vodka. It was raining, but the store has a covered area to park. I haven't looked down, and when I came out, I found $300 in the payment, and they were wrapped around a small bag with three crack rocks. I kept the cash and ditched the crack. That from Jay.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, if anybody knows the head chef personally, you know one thing I love? The grocery store.
Yes, this is a true statement.
Going tonight. I'm excited.
Okay.
Our own Mike Hawk even commented. He goes, I didn't realize you like to look at the coupons first. I go, I don't. Try to plan my meals for the week.
Not about that. Say, man, there's nothing wrong with that. You spend less. Give it to me.
Now, one thing the head chef does hate, though, is people that don't have good, protocol in the grocery store.
Etiquette, right? Courtesy,
yeah.
Anything.
And so, a lot of these people, you're guilty of it. Now, look, I will stop and stare at food. Never, you know, this happens all the time. But I know where to place my cart, so I'm not getting in the way of others, if you will.
Yes. That's the key, right?
So these are just five rude things you should stop doing at the grocery store. Number five, this one's a little tough, letting your kids misbehave. The grocery store isn't a jungle gym. They can have fun and be kids. Just don't let them go too crazy. Now, I get the feeling of this rule, but also, sometimes kids are just ridiculous.
It's like, try to prevent your kid from crying on a plane. Look, you don't want your kids misbehaving. They're a pain in your ass. If you're going to the grocery store, especially if you have kids, 90% of the groceries you're buying is for their consumption. So you're in kind of a mood.
Yeah.
But kids can suck sometimes, right?
Right, and I get it. Like, I'm not a parent. There is ways to tell that. Like, sometimes you can tell, like, that kid just does whatever he wants.
Or you can just be like,
all right, that kid's just wilding out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the parent's reaction.
Yeah.
If the look on the parent's face is, when we get home, you're going to die, you understand, okay, this kid's acting out.
What's a safe distance to box out a running kid? Like, last week when I was in the grocery store, there was just a 3-year-old sprinting. Right? There's no parents. And you faintly hear, like,
Billy.
Yeah, like, Billy, like, stop or whatever. So I was like, I'm not going to touch him. But I was
I was thinking,
he was running. I was thinking, could I just turn and kind of box out Billy a little bit? But then I was like, is that going to get, right? Like, what?
You got to remember, Billy weighs about 40 pounds.
Oh, trust me, Billy would have been hurt.
You're going to hip check that kid.
He's going to go right to the head.
Yeah.
This is my rule. You get one thing in this grocery store. If you pick it out immediately and you put it in that cart, that is what you're going to get. I will gladly come back if we go through the entire grocery store and you're well-behaved. And if that's what you decide on, I'll go back and get it for you. But until then, I want you to pay attention. You get one thing. And they would walk around and just start looking. And then they would debate amongst each other. And then they kind of kept them calm. My biggest thing was getting them out of the middle of the aisle just to make sure that people could get through.
Well, did you guys ever get caught stealing foods from bulk foods?
No. They didn't. When I was a kid, bulk foods, God, how old am I, weren't really a thing yet.
All right. There were certain groceries. Like, the grocery store we went to as a kid had a whole section that was bulk foods, right? So you had, like, dry nuts, dried fruit, and this and that. But they also had candy.
Oh,
and they had legit barrels that when you were like, and you didn't have to be that old, you could reach in there And I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, get your hand out of the chocolate covered raisins. Sorry.
I mean, you're begging kids to do that. Right. If you label it candy, right, and they have access, of course you're going to eat it.
Yeah. My dad was smart. He'd always hit you with the, like, they're going to charge us for that. Did you bring money? Well, no, I didn't bring money.
Right.
Let's see. Gaming the 10 or less lane. Don't line up with 15 items and expect no one to notice. A recent poll found that 89% of us think 10 items or less should be a strict rule. Even 11 isn't okay.
It says 10 or less.
I've also said, though, I feel like that aisle has gone down a lot because of self-checkout.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And if I get two limes, I count that as one thing.
See, you're breaking the rule.
I know that. I'm a rule breaker.
But you're buying two limes.
Yeah. But I would rather do that and have that person be employed at the QFC.
Yeah, that's why you're doing
self-checkout.
You're big heart.
And don't say that to me. You know I'm big on I never use a self-checkout. That was awkward one night at dinner. Don't block the aisle with your cart.
Why do you have to tell people that? It's amazing that you have to tell
people. People are rude.
They're just not paying attention. It's like the world is theirs, and no one else matters.
But see, right, but I'm telling you, they're rude.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, you're aloof or whatever, but, like, they're not aloof. They're not. They're just rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just move it out of the way. And it's not that hard. Also, I will say this. Say you're caught looking at the chip aisle in a certain section, and it's been a few minutes. Like, you can tell if somebody else is behind you.
Yeah, and they need to get in and pick what they need out.
Right.
So you already
you
know that.
Step aside.
Feeling. Right, exactly.
Hey, I step aside.
Exactly.
And then you always go, all right, it's choice of the day, am I right?
Yeah.
That joke works about 60% of the time.
Okay. 79% effective, 45% of the time.
Yeah, I mean, right. Again, the head chef relies on a lot of these actual stories that has happened to him. Don't leave the checkout line to grab another item. That's why you had children. All right, I added that part.
Yeah. I've done that. I just did that the last time I was at the.
But if you're already checking out, you can't leave the line.
Yeah, I put everything down. I'm waiting for the person to check out in front of me.
It's like chess.
The beer's right behind me. I ran back real quick, grabbed a Montucky six-pack, put it down. Nothing had moved, but I still did it.
Right, so the main rule here is just if you're in the process of checking out, don't leave to go get something.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're right. If there's
that is why you have kids. Oh, God. Go get the aisle four. Quick, right. Go.
I know it's called Pilsner or Kel. You could spell that.
I used to love it, though. It always seemed like a funny game. Like, we forgot the foil. Like, I'm on it, Mom.
Right.
Don't leave your cart in the middle of the parking lot,
please.
Yes.
It's annoying. It's lazy. You look like a bad person. Also, it blocks parking spaces.
Right. Yeah.
It's not that hard. Even nowadays, you don't even have to take it all the way back to the store. They put out other areas.
Yes.
You know why they did that? Because they know you're lazy.
Right.
You know what, look, we will accommodate your laziness. Mm-hmm. And now there's four different places in the middle of the freaking parking lot to put your goddamn cart.
That's right. And not only that, but sometimes you go and they have like the 8-footers out there, the fire trucks, whatever. Like, I need that shorty. I need like a 2-footer. I don't need much. They're all in the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm with you. I do. The little carts are hard to find.
Yeah, I know. I hate that.
Yeah.
I need more little carts.
Yeah. So just but take your cart back.
Either way, the one I pick, the wheel will be screwed.
All right. Now. So one thing you can buy, and it's been amazing the last 20 years, the technology that has helped with French fries at the store. Frozen French fries.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So I got a list here of basically favorite or oddly, each state is oddly obsessed with this type of fry.
Different kind of cut.
They looked at like Google Trends to find out which type of fry each state is oddly obsessed with. So that doesn't mean that like it's your favorite fry, but like which one would you Google or go to find?
Okay. I'm guessing curly.
So, curly actually is number 7 on the list. 3 states. Arizona, Hawaii, and Wisconsin.
I do like a curly fry.
I still think seasoned curly fry, for my money, is the way to go every time.
Arby's.
Absolutely.
Arby's.
Although, a waffle
Jack
fry.
Jack in the Box.
Solid as well.
Mm-hmm. Waffle fries where I grew up. That was the popular one where I was.
All right, so waffle fries was number 1. It got 12 states, including Maryland and West Virginia. Came from. Right.
And then, of course, the seasoned waffle fry over the top.
Okay, seasoned waffle fry I'll take. Waffle fries I like.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I'm just eating a burger and fries, the waffle fry is not my first go-to.
No.
I agree, but I feel like at least 50% of the time when they offer waffle fries as your side, there's also something on it.
Okay, so that's my thing.
Exactly.
And not suggesting anybody has to do this, just coming from a head chef. But if you wanted nachos with a potato product, waffle fries might hold up better than, say, tater tots.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Not as
yes.
fun to say, like tachos.
Well, I think...
Fun word, but it's hard to share when I need to use a damn fork.
I think waffle, I agree, man. Thank you.
Right.
Sorry. And waffle... I don't know how passionate I was.
Yeah.
But your goddamn Irish nachos.
It, right.
You, like, Fadeau nailed it.
They did.
Right. Fadeau's like, yeah, we put them on waffle fries. Right.
Yeah.
It's like a chip.
Right. Waffle fries says, load me up.
And waffle fries says, like, I'm not eating a hamburger with it. That's not the fry that goes with a hamburger. That's why if you go to Wing Dome, they have waffle fries. It's like it's perfect.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Exactly.
Waffle fries.
Exactly.
You know what that makes me think? Next time I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm going to take a waffle fry and put a nugget in it and squish it over. Make a little sandwich. Jesus. Yeah. I'm getting old.
Why people have gone to hell for less.
I'm living on the edge over here. Then I'm going to dip it in sauce. Cheese fries. They also got 12 states.
I'm surprised they didn't get Wisconsin, but...
They're probably, dude, we know our cheese. We don't need... Like,
I mean, it's Alabama, California. I mean, it's hard. There's no real rhyme or reason to this. Tater tots got 7 states. Again, doesn't count as a fry. Tater tots make a lot of sense, though. Alaska, Idaho, Maine, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, yep. Wyoming.
You see what's going on
whole
there.
Right. Upper Midwest.
Shoestring fries have 5 states. State of Washington actually shows up there.
You know what's weird about shoestring fries? I rarely have them because they're rarely served. But every time I have them, I'm like, God damn, these are good.
Well, like,
man.
McDonald's. To me, shoestring, that is like the fast food fry.
Yeah.
But outside of a McDonald's, like, you don't see it a ton.
Have you ever seen the big, like, things are just falling over with shoestring fries on top? Typically, they'll put, like, a truffle oil on it at some of the bars. Well, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just a big-ass tub of fries.
Yeah, it is. Just, yeah.
How about crinkle cut? They don't show up?
Crinkle cut
they
only
suck.
Got 2 states.
Ooh.
Crinkle cut.
Ooh,
they're
awful.
They are awful.
Like
crinkle cut, the best thing going for crinkle
cut. I like
cut,
crinkle cut too, Mike. Of course you
crinkle
guys.
Cut just says, hey, you're either in 4th grade at lunch,
right?
Or
yeah.
you're at a place like Nathan's where you really like their hot dogs and want to try them, but they got a subpar.
Crinkle cut. They suck.
Jesus, I don't know why
I'm the crinkle hate over here.
I know, I love them.
They're terrible.
No, they're not.
By the way, Ted, someone has helped you out. You said, look, when it comes to like the Irish nachos,
yeah,
it's more fun to say tater tots than it is waffle fries. They say, look, if you're going to do the waffle fry nachos, if you need it more fun to say, call them wachos.
Watch out.
Like yeah, see,
I'm going to watch over you. All right. Sweet potato fries came in the 4 states.
That's the worst one for me.
They're all in the Northeast.
Shut
I love sweet
your
potato
whore
fries.
Mouth. They're
yeah,
delicious.
Man, that's the one I can't take.
You know, truffle oil is fake.
Yeah. Some of it was real truffle.
I was not going to bring it out.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's too expensive. We know that.
Steak fries got four. Hey, you know what? Steak fry. That's an
that
overrated.
That might be my least favorite.
Steak fries, man. You got to cook the hell out of that.
It's just a big ass French fry. Like, you got lazy.
You
cutting.
Open them up and the steam comes out. You wait for them to cool.
Basically,
off.
It's like a little slender baked potato.
So there's one state that stood alone. What type of fries do you think they were looking up? Now, listen.
What's
what was
the state?
Oh, yeah. I should have asked you either one. New Mexico. Now remember,
something
what was
spicy.
I say? Cheese fries had 12 states, so it's not necessarily just a shape.
Man, I don't know.
They're not garlic fries, are they?
They're not.
Chili fries.
Chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese
chili
fries,
cheese
right.
Yeah, New Mexico's like, load them
okay.
up.
Yeah,
which
right.
chili cheese fries, one of those things, they are delicious when you eat them. Yeah, then you get, you gotta.
I have a night of regret.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
real good
like an hour later, you're like laying down or sitting in a car, like, I don't know if I feel great.
Like I have freebase Tums to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's something you eat at night when you're just going to pay for it.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check out with Mike Hawk. Some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Florida says guns saved his life because when his house caught on fire, they went off and woke him up.
Okay.
That's one way to do it.
Heated up the gunpowder. House is on fire. Run!
It's a hell of a fire alarm.
Right. Circle K has launched a subscription plan that'll let you get a coffee, tea, slushy, or fountain drink daily for $6 a month.
I did not know the Circle K was even still around.
I didn't either.
There was one by my folks' place for the longest time that turned into a 7-Eleven, and I feel like...
Oh, that one's a 7-Eleven now?
It's a 7-Eleven now.
That's exactly the one I was thinking of.
I loved that Circle K, man. Summers, yeah. We got on our bikes, we went out there, we get slushies, we get snacks, all that stuff. Now we got 7-Eleven.
Slevin. I'm like, in my brain, that's probably the last one I went to.
There's another one out by Green River Community College, if I'm not mistaken. It might have changed into a 76 by this point.
Oh,
but
damn.
That's the only other one that I can think of.
Maybe that's why they're
changing into a 76. You're in trouble.
Right. It's like, I'm going to do ExxonMobil.
A woman in India called off her arranged marriage when she tested her husband's intelligence and he couldn't answer questions on multiples of two.
Was his name Tom, and he is a car mechanic.
Yeah, so she was already having questions about it. Then she's like, you know, I'm just going to test this guy's intelligence real quick. And didn't add up, so she called it off.
Look, to me, if it's an arranged marriage, the less I know about you, the better.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, because, like, you're going to be stuck in this anyway. Let me, over the years, find out how stupid you are.
Right.
I don't want to go into it like, oh, my God, this person's an idiot.
Don't show me how long the road ahead of me is.
Right, exactly.
A woman in Morocco thought she was about to give birth to 7 babies. But the ultrasound missed a couple, and she actually had 9.
That's a world record. That is a world record.
That is a world record.
That's a litter.
Yeah, it was Octomom before that, right?
Yes, correct.
No,
but she had,
this.
Like, taken a... But, like, not...
She had taken fertility drugs.
Right,
and
fertility
stuff, so
drugs.
That's why that was like a mistake that she had eight kids at once.
Oh yeah, she was a big fertility. So a lot of people, that if it's a lot of fertility treatment for whatever reason, oftentimes, I won't say a lot, but oftentimes, the woman might give birth to twins, you might have triplets. It ups the chance of you having multiple babies.
All right.
Typically not eight.
I don't believe that was the case in this one.
No.
There was no IVF involved or anything like that.
Dude, can you imagine? I mean, so you're the husband, all
right? Right.
The two of you have already probably been stressing the F out, because like one kid is crazy. Seven is insane. I'm sure family's chipping in, friends, everything, that, you know, enough beds, all this kind of stuff. And then you get this call that says, yeah, you know those seven cribs we have? We need two more.
We're too shy.
Right.
I just can't imagine all those umbilical cords. You know what I mean? It's like pulling wire out of a wall. Like, how many of these things are connected?
Do you even keep baby books at that count?
I wouldn't.
No.
And my thought process, again, this is coming from somebody who's never had kids before. You're already planning on having seven, which I don't know how you can plan on having seven kids.
It's easy. You just weep a lot.
Right. Putting two more into the fray isn't that basically like pouring a cup of water down the throat of somebody who's drowning?
Yeah, I mean, to a degree, you might be right. Like, what? I'm already having seven kids at once.
Right. I already two can't more, afford this. I'm already going
right.
to get screwed.
Mike, I'm going to tell you right now, the first kid will get all of that. And then the next kids, no pictures, no feet prints in a book, no hair lock.
Right.
I mean, that's
yeah, but I don't think I have
kid.
Any of that.
After that, it's like, it's not cute anymore.
Nope.
This isn't, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not, this is
right,
not.
Right, but they had nine at once.
Right.
There's no way.
No, but you're right, Miles. The older sister has all the videos and all the records right. and everything was saved. And yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So fun. And you know, it's not worth it. Right. I feed your ass. You seem happy. You don't need all this
crap.
You don't go back.
You only go back and look at that stuff and get bitter when you're like an adult.
Where's my such and such? Mammy, where's my footprints from when I was born? You mean the ones that look like the small versions of what you got going on now?
Right.
I don't friggin' know. A woman in the UK got a shock when one of the free-range eggs that she bought hatched into a duck.
Sweet! What a cool way to get a pet. You know what I mean? It's like the pet that finds you.
My thing is, did she think she was buying chicken eggs?
Right. That's
That'd make it
my
even
question.
Better. Like, I thought I had chicken eggs. I don't. How do you know?
Have you ever had a duck egg?
Hatched a duck.
I don't believe I've had a duck egg.
Oh, man, are they good. They're really rich.
I can't imagine that they look similar enough to a chicken egg that you wouldn't look at it twice when you're buying free-range
eggs.
They're
a little bigger. It's just the consistency of the egg when you crack it. You're like, wow, this is gonna be good.
All right. What's got going on, Ted?
That doesn't seem right, though. Because there's like a process or something, like every time you crack an egg, and it's like, there's not chickens in them.
Right.
Right.
No. Well, that's why it's in the news, Ted, because there was a duck in this one. There wasn't even a chicken in this one.
Well, another part of that is that if you're bringing that egg in, okay, so typically you would take an egg that's pasteurized or whatever and put it in your refrigerator.
Right.
These are farm free-range eggs.
Right.
You keep them on the counter.
Right.
So they stay warm.
Ah, yes.
So they're not being frozen.
Why do you keep free-range eggs on the counter?
Because you don't need to refrigerate.
Because you don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need to refrigerate them, that's all.
Why?
That's like don't need to.
When Taryn brings eggs in, you can keep them on the desk for a week. Then take them home and crack them. They'll be good.
I still put them in the fridge.
Right?
I think you just had a habit.
You can, yeah. Yeah.
Huh. But have you gotten any ducks?
I honestly didn't know that.
What's that? Yep.
Taryn giving you any duck eggs?
No, but one was a dragon.
Oh, okay.
Surprise.
Any double yolkers, Ted?
You know what? In all honesty, there was no dragon. But I think there might have been a couple double yolkers.
That's always I love that bonus. For some reason, the place that I go to get eggs, my meat market out there, for some reason, his is the best shot at getting a double yolk egg.
Yeah.
So you killed twins. Cool.
That's right.
I'm still only having two eggs.
That's right. I'm just cracking one shell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm saying I'm still cracking. Like, if I was going to make a three-egg omelet, like, one has double yolk, but I'm still only using three
eggs. My problem, when I'm, like, baking, when I'm making a cake or something like that, and it calls for one egg or calls for two eggs, and I crack a double yolker, do I still need to crack another egg?
Yes, you do. No.
Because that's just the yolk.
Yeah, the yolks are going to be smaller in that instance, so probably equates to one regular yolk.
Right.
So you can use two
eggs. Okay. So if it only calls for one egg, then I haven't over-egged this this recipe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or just crack another one and fry that up.
There you go. A porch pirate in Philadelphia was caught in the act despite wearing a delivery driver's uniform.
Yeah, I read what tipped it off.
He was on a bicycle.
Right.
Ah, yes. They do a lot of deliveries on their bikes.
Is there any time that Amazon does not deliver? It's like 9:30 last night.
Yes.
I'm smoking a cigarette, so I'm sitting in front of my house smoking a cigarette. dog starts going ballistic in the house, and his car's it's a private driveway, right? So it's either me or one of my two neighbors. His car pulls up. A lot of people get lost. Think he's going to turn around. The car stops at the kind of on the side of the porch. This dude gets out, and I realize he's got the Amazon vest on.
Yeah.
He asks my name, hands me a package, off he goes. I'm like, it's 9:30. Like,
there was.
I mean, I got no problem with it. I was just stunned that I'm getting a delivery. And, of course, it wasn't for me, but still.
I mean, I don't think they do because... I don't know if their drivers are employees or independent contractors.
This guy, I'm assuming, is independent contractor because he's wearing an Amazon vest.
But, it's clearly
it's his car.
Right.
Yeah, this is a guy.
Right, so like he might... like. So,
but that being said, I've had a van drive up to my apartment complex at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's great. I just didn't know if there's a cutoff at any point because these guys...
That's my problem is that, you know, when I get home from work and I don't have my package, I just assume I'm not getting my package today. But then all of a sudden, I get a knock on the door at 10.
What in the hell?
Peloton is recalling all of its treadmills after all recent news and disasters that have gone on. I can't blame them for that one.
I mean, you just have to know what you have in your home. It's like anything else. Like, you can bring a jug of Jack Daniels home. Don't drink the whole bottle at once. Like,
and if your kid drinks it, then bad things happen.
Right.
I mean, I think Peloton's just like, look, this is not our fault, but
before
everyone freaks out and does, like, let's just remove
it. A kid died indirectly due to one of our products.
Have you not watched the commercials? You're single, you're skinny, you're attractive, you live in a penthouse, you have a living room that overlooks an incredible view with no furniture in it, it's just for your Peloton.
Your husband gives it to you.
And if you look to the right, you can see the other attractive person who has the same setup right across from you with nothing in their living room, riding the same bike that you are, and you're thinking to yourself, this is the match made for me. That's Peloton.
They're in a room that has the square footage of these studios in here.
Exactly. But there's nothing in the room.
Peloton.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hardwood floors and a Peloton bike next to full-sized windows overlooking the bay.
Just buy a preset.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just buy a regular treadmill.
Our friends over at Ladders created a list of 5 patronizing things people say at work. So we've heard rude things that people do at the grocery store. Now it's time to talk about patronizing wording at work. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
First of all, what would you guys think would be on this list of things that you might have heard at work that just kind of gets under your skin? Patronizing things. Things that kind of keep you under the thumb. It doesn't even necessarily need to come from the brass. It can also come from other coworkers.
I'm not sure that we're privy to that type of work environment.
That's
fair. Not anymore. Not that.
I mean, they have stupid buzzwords and brands. Yeah. Synergy, like Jesus Christ, guys.
I feel like I have heard these, though. Number 5 of these 5 patronizing things that people say at work. Quote, you're missing my point.
Oh, yeah.
It implies it's 100% your fault.
Right.
But it could be your fault, too, if you didn't explain it well. So it might be better to say, quote, let me rephrase that so that it's clear.
All the time, like, I get your point. I disagree.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because it's a stupid one.
Me not agreeing with you does not mean I don't comprehend what you're saying. It means I disagree with your point.
Right.
Right. Or I'm just asking a question because you didn't explain it.
Right.
Right. No.
But you learn how to speak, dumbass.
5 patronizing things people say at work. Number 4. Good luck with that.
Which means no one's helping you.
It can sound like you're expecting them to fail. So when you see someone tackling a difficult task, it's better to say something like, that sounds tough. Feel free to let me know if you need help.
No. Good luck with that, man.
Good luck,
that means I think that you are so off the charts and missing this that I'm not even going to be a part of it.
Right.
I'm washing my hands. You take full responsibility for that. You take the success of that if it works for you. But if the failure comes, don't come bitching to me.
I have...
typically, I say that in a circumstance. I don't expect you to fail. It's just more. You have more on your plate than anyone human being deserves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, this thing just came down from corporate. I have to do blah, 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 blah. Like,
for me...
Good luck with that, man.
I say it with the tone of, I'm glad I'm not you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Man, so-and-so is up my ass, and I got to get all this stuff done. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
I usually say that on the way out, beer in hand. 5 patronizing things people say at work. Number 3, starting a sentence with, everyone knows this already.
Oh, God.
Because if someone doesn't know, it can make them feel dumb or inferior. Everyone knows this already. Fuji apples are all the rage.
My thing is, here's
Ted thinking that Honeycrisps are all it's about.
The good thing to do, because as I've gotten older, one of the things I like to do is just demand that people mean their words exactly. And it eliminates a lot of stupidity and all this. So if someone opens with, everyone knows this, then why are you saying it?
Right.
That means you're not adding anything of value by your own admission. You're about to walk in here and regurgitate something already known. I don't have time for this. I'm at work. Please leave my office.
Right.
And it knocks them a little off kilter, but it has helped me just in the sense of, if you're going to take my time to tell me something while we're at work, people are very clear with their message on.
Right.
That's all. That's
if,
all I ask.
If everyone knows this already, send it
then
in
why
an
are you
email.
Telling me?
Send it in an email.
That's stupid.
Don't waste my time.
You don't have to send an email. Everybody knows it. You just said it. Right. Get the F out of here.
Five patronizing things people say at work. Number two, I actually like that idea.
Oh, that means like I'm surprised because you finally came up with something that's decent.
That's what we call a backhanded compliment that makes it sound like they don't have a good idea in general.
I don't take it that way. I don't know because I say that a lot, but generally I don't like anything. So if I'm saying, it's not that I think you are going to have a bad idea. It's like, I don't expect to like any idea that anyone ever has.
I'm skeptical of everything.
I'm basically saying, look, I'm a cynic and I'm an ass and I'm difficult to work with. I actually like that.
Well, I think that's part of patronizing too. Is a lot of it is the way you say things.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. What the F does that mean? I'm going to say, because you do say that a lot, but when you say it, I'm like, all right, I get it.
Right.
But I've also been in other places where somebody's like, oh, that's actually a good idea. Like,
this, okay. Right. You say it like that.
From you.
Yeah. This last one, I know.
Can
that,
you help me?
This last one, I know that everybody in this room has heard it before. This is the number one patronizing thing people say at work. You've worked on a project, you put all the effort in, you put it forth, and they say, you can do better than that.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to hear that. It doesn't matter what you're doing, you don't want to hear that.
Was this your best effort?
What don't you like? Tell me. I can fix it.
Normally we
but
hear
just saying,
where did I miss the mark?
You could do better than that gives nothing.
No.
Right. So normally, that's when you do the guidance. Hey, we could probably do a little more details here and sharpen it up here, but otherwise, this is pretty decent, right?
Normally they just come in and tell us, hey, you're going to have to recut that.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Right?
That means,
but they generally
tell you,
how tell bad you
that sucked the first time you read that or whatever you did on that commercial, but we're going to do a different approach. But it's the same copy, BD. No, we're just going to read it better this time.
Okay. They said, you might want to act like you have some enthusiasm.
Okay. All right. That's
cut
fair.
The first line, the second line, the third line, the fourth line, the fifth line, and the
don't laugh
line
through the name of the company.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying, this isn't going to last, but whatever, I'll read it.
They're going to have you cut it again if you keep laughing. And it's like, I'm totally cool with that. Like, you know, you're probably right.
Speaking of which, I need y'all to hang out after the show. We got something to cut real quick.
Sure, we go.
A kid from Brooklyn attempted to buy some SpongeBob popsicles on Amazon, but he made a little mistake.
What was that?
Tell y'all about it 1 hour from now.
Take it by cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?